Okay, we're picking up from the top line of Nindal Amud Aleph. The word is Davar Acher. Our learning is once again sponsored by Lila Nishma Shulamas Pas Yaakov, as well as Tzvi Ben Flora, my grandfather. Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara says now that Rabbi Meir, we're in the stira between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda. So we're still trying to, we're going to figure it out. The whole Amud is going to be about this. The Gemara continues talking about why the Gemara had a stira, kind of in the middle, but there's no really point to start, where there's a stira between the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that when it comes to planting on Shvi'is, you should be penalized, even though when you're normally doing it on Shabbos, you plant, if you do violate Shabbos by accident, then you would not need to be penalized. So the Gemara says another answer why Rabbi Meir is machmir on Shvi'is and mekel on Shabbos. Because people generally are much more machmir about Hilchos Shabbos. They know. They're very machmir when it comes to Shvi'is, okay, even if you assume it's still an Issur D'Oraisa, if there was a Rova Shvele, but either way, since it's something which people were more lax with, so therefore even B'Shogeg, we were more Machmir. So the Gemara says, why does Rabbi Meir need to come on to a different reasoning for his answer? Rabbi Meir gave us a good answer before that we had when it comes to Rabbi Meir with regards to Shvi'is. So the Gemara, says that that Rabbi Meir says that when it comes to Shabbos, if Shvi'is, because you sell Monin l'Shvi'is. That was the answer we said before. What was wrong with that? So the Gemara says, Hafki Gamar. V'chit, you're going to tell me that the first answer is not good enough. Shabbos nami zimna demekla yom shlishim b'Shabbos. What was the idea? Because you're going to count 7 years from when you planted your fruits and vegetables, and they're going to see, hey, wait a second, or fruits rather, they're going to see that you planted this on Shvi'is, and they're going to think it's mutter to plant on Shvi'is. When it comes to Shabbos, Rabbi Meir is bothered by a potential question. That's where he has to come out to Davar Acher. You can count 30 days. Why is 30 days very important? Because there's a halacha when it comes to Orla, that if you plant the tree 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so that already counts towards your next year. So people are going to see this small fruit tree and say, hey, a second, when did you plant this? How is this 3 years old? It looks like a tree that should be Orla. He says, no, I planted it exactly. I'll give you the exact ta'arich where he planted it, and they're going to do the chashma and say, hey, that day came out on Shabbos. Maybe then they're also going to come to violate Shabbos and it's mutter to plant on Shabbos. So let's read that out. The 30th day preceding Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos. So that, again, that year, as we just said, planting for 30 days enables you to count it towards the next year with regards to Orla, so that your 3 years of the Isser already is that point, already is counted full 3 years. But 30 days does not. So therefore, people are going to learn and see, hey, wait a second, this guy planted on Shabbos. They did the Cheshbon, and therefore we should be machmir on that as well. So that has to come on to Tashma Davar Acher. That's where Rabbi Meir has to come on to make the chiluk that Nechshad Yisrael HaShvi'is and Nechshad HaShabbos. That even if they make that Cheshbon, people are never going to come to plant on Shabbos. They know that that's an Isser D'Oraisa. And therefore, they're very careful about it, and they would never come to violate Shabbos. And that's why we are going to be Mekel. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha, that Rabbi Yehuda is also not a kasha, because Ba'asir Rabbi Yehuda, chamira lo shvi'is. When it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, people take shvi'is very seriously, and therefore there was no necessity to be machmir. So Rabbi Yehuda generally holds Rabbanan, are going to be machmir on violations der Rabbanan, and violations of Raisa also. So that when it comes to Shvi'is, though, people are very machmir, so they really take it seriously. We don't have to penalize Shvi'is. What's a raya for that? In the place of Rabbi Yehuda, Duhu Damar Le Lechave, people are insulting each other. Dayar Bar Dayar, so you are a convert, the son of a woman who converted, and he was making fun of him, which also he violated many Yisrim in the Torah, which says, V'haftim is a ger, and not to be matzik the ger. But unfortunately, people are not, Mashanar also is an Yisrim in the Torah. We have to be working on it. We have to try, things are hard. You have to be careful with these dinim. Amar Lei, his famous story from David Soloveitchik, I heard it, his shir was in like classic brick style. They only had 14 shares, and that was it. Like, no one else was allowed to come to the Parsha shir. If you didn't have a chair, that was it. So people were like, wait for years. So somebody walked in, he didn't realize that this was a leader shir, but like a shir that's like a closed shir. It was only for the people who were there for years. And coming in, he took a seat. So it's like Rav David or someone else told him, this is someone's seat. And the man walked out. And, this happened to a lot of other people, but there was one time that this happened, and the person was a ger. And Rabbi David found out that this person was a ger. He literally ran out of the shir, the middle, right after, as it was beginning, ran down the block. Was already older, it was in the 80s or 90s when this happened, and ran down to find the guy because of Haftim Asagir. He was so worried that this was a big issue. and he gave him a seat, they found somewhere else to put him, or he just gave, told someone to get up who's been there for years, whatever it was, and the person continued to go to this year. I heard that story. Anyway, so the guy made fun of him. So how did he respond? That was not the point of the story. The point is the Hemshech. Amar Leis, he responded back to insult the other guy. You're a Shvias violator. And that was something which obviously was a very big insult back then for that city, and therefore that place of Rabbi Yehuda, people were very machmir about the lachas of Shvias. Okay, so we've just answered the steer within Rabbi Meir. So now the Gemara says, based again what we said in yesterday's daf, the Rabbi Meir understands that he is going to be machmir on shogig atu meizid on derabbanans. Then the Gemara is going to wonder if that's what it should. Chashma, we're talking about a case of a person who's Israel who eats truma. So the Torah tells you that a person who eats truma, he has to replace it. The pasuk says, "Vishkeach aludav shishkachav v'nasan lakoin es hakodesh." So this teaches the davar aroylias kodesh. The Gemara's drasha that it has to be produce which can be fit for truma. So then it's going to turn into truma. So the Braisa tells us that achal truma tmeya, if if the non-kohen rather was eating truma that was already tameh, mishalem chulin tohorim, he still has to pay the kohen by giving him chulin tohorim. So the shilem chulin tmeim, what's the lacha if he paid the chulin that was tameh again? But the difference over here, if it was truma which was tahora, that's pashut. We're going to see that in hemshech, but that's going to seemingly be pashut. When it comes to here's the shilem, the truma was already tameh and he ate that. So what does he have to pay? So midrash rabbanan, we're going to make him pay chulin tahorim. So what happens if he did it b'shogeg, if he paid already with tummy produce? So then it's okay. Tashlumin tashlumin mezid, ain't tashlumin tashlumin. We did it on purpose that he gave tummy truma, so as a payment, or tummy chulin, which is going to turn into truma, so then the tashlumin does not work with derabanan. Tashlumin, both are valid, but as a penalty, he has to pay the kohen, and he has to pay him produce, and that additional produce in Afkamina is that the additional produce he's paying him as a knas does not become truma. It's just as an additional payment that he should be gaining from the fact that he paid tamei produce to the kohen. So now the Gemara says Vavina ba, we have a kasha according to Meir b'mezid amai ain't tashlumin tashlumin. So if a non kohen gave a kohen produce according to Meir, why wouldn't it be valid? Tavol of bracha, what's the problem that he should do? Tavol of bracha that he was acting properly. The achel minei mita delo chayz lebitumah. So he ate something which was unfit for a kohen to eat during the days of his tuma. Kohen is going to be tameh. So if he was touched a tameh body during this time, he's not allowed to eat any truma. So this person is thinking that he's doing the right thing. So that he intends to pay better produce originally consumed. Why is he being penalized? So it's all shaila. Is Kedi a person or not? Somebody would add a name like literally nobody. Or his name was Kedi. There was a Tana. His name was Kedi. This is the Braisa means. If a non-Kohen eats truma, he could give the Kohen anything with any produce that is, even if it's tameh. If you eat truma tahora, then you have to pay chulin tameh. However, what happens over there if you also shilim chulin tameh and ma? What if he pays or a produce which is tameh? Really, it works. So this is what we're going to do. Even over here, it works because even though he gives something which is worth less because it's something which is tameh, the Torah still recognizes it as produce that he's giving and it's still valid. However, if he does it on purpose, is a valid payment. He has to compensate the kohen by giving him other produce which is tahor. So now the Gemara says, so what's the raya? V'amar rav acha brei de rav ika, hacha bekantza shogeg gatu meizid ika b'nayu. The sort of machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is whether the Chachamim penalized someone who violates something by accident on account of maybe violating it on purpose. Rav Acha is telling us that's the sort of machlokas over here between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So the Rabbi Meir savar lo kantsu shogeg to meizid. Rabbi Meir understands over here we do not penalize by accident for on account the person is going to do it on purpose. If we do it on purpose of avada, he would make a zera. But when he does it by accident, that's fine. Whereas the Chacham disagree, and they say that they did penalize somebody for such a thing. So therefore, we can see from over here, the Meir holds that the Rabbanan did not penalize somebody for something, violations done by the Rabbanan, and that is seemingly against our assumption that we made before, that he is generally kone shogegatu mezid. So the Gemara says, no, this case is fundamentally different, because hachi hashta, Is the case is really a comparison at all? Hasam gavra lishlamin kamachavin. The man wants to pay what he thinks is a good thing. He thinks he's doing the right thing. He doesn't realize that paying the tamei one is not helpful to the coin at all. Why should we penalize him for this mistake? It doesn't make sense. So that's the case over here. When he thinks he's doing the good thing, there's no reason to penalize him. So therefore, there is no question from here. This is an exception to the rule. Generally, does panag shogi what's amazing, but this case is fundamentally different. Tashma, we can bring another brisa. Dam shenitma zarko. So if you have blood which became tamei, and the kohanim on purpose threw it on the mizbeach. So they did the sprinkling on the mizbeach. Well, that's a shayla. So it, meaning the dam became tamei. So if they did it by accident, it's going to become, it's going to be okay. However, if it was mezid, then midir rabbanan, it's not allowed to. The korban is going to be not hortza, not allowed to be in, not a valid korban. So we see that over here that this is also a seemingly against Rav Meir. How do we know that this is Rav Meir? It doesn't necessarily. Rashi points this out. The Gemara could have easily said they're following Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara wants to try to say that this is even works for Rav Meir and try to give an answer even Aliba Rav Meir. That's what Rashi points out. But what exactly are we talking about? We just kind of jumped ahead. But what exactly is this case of here? So the Gemara Msachim, and Daf somewhere pays, the Gemara tells us that if a Korban becomes Tamei, anything becomes Tamei, it has to be burnt. However, the blood, when it comes to the Dam, it's going to be only Midar Abundant that it's possible, because the Pasuk says, V'nasa Aaron is Havana Kodshim, that Aaron is going to be, Nosea Avon, is going to bear the sins of the, of things that are done, and that we refer that as to the dam that becomes Tameh. That's the idea of Tzitz Meratze, that Tzitz is able to make acceptable even dam that becomes Tameh. However, the Rabbanan, if it done on purpose, and specifically did it as a Korban, for those reasons, they didn't want the people to become lax in these inyanim, so they made a gzera that it should not be valid. So here, if you did it by shogeg, then the tzitz will allow you to keep the din d'oraisa. However, it was mezid, lower tzitz. So why aren't we konis shogeg to mezid over here according to Rabbi Meir? Again, this is a stam b'raisa, but still, the Gemara was assuming maybe this concur with Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara answers, because amar l'chol Rabbi Meir, hachiyashta, here also the cases are fundamentally different, because how to asam, gavri l'chabur kabachavim, what exactly is the kohen doing? In the case of shogeg, he wants the person to become tohor, to get an atonement for his korban, whatever korban we're talking about. Ananikav and Nikansi, we're going to penalize him for his mistake? No, it doesn't make sense to. And therefore, we did not impose a penalty in this case either. This is an exception to the rules. Whatever the rule is, basically, we're finding a lot of exceptions. But this is another exception to the rule of Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Tashma, another proof from a Mishnah. The Mishnah over here is in Trumos. So again, this Lechor is a Stam Mishnah. This is a Stam Mishnah over here, but Lechor Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, so that's more of a proof of Kibir Rabbi Meir. HaMaiser B'Shabbos, if someone separates Maiser on Shabbos, so that's a Din D'Rabbanan. Because generally when it comes to taking off Maisers on Shabbos, that it's only because it looks like Tukud Mana that you're coming to repair the food, which is fundamentally something which is like actually coming to a binyan of a real utensil, which is an Isser D'Oraisa. So that's the idea of Maiser on Shabbos. So it's an Isser D'Rabbanan to do that on Shabbos. So B'Shogeg Yoichal. So if he did so by accident, he may eat the remaining produce on Shabbos. However, b'mezid lo yachal. So again, this seems to line up with Rav Meir. Rav Meir did not quote shogeg to mezid over here. So the Gemara says the same answer. Achiyashi, you can't compare the cases because hasam gavla took nekam echavin. So that the person wants to make things better by taking off Shabbos and Maaser to be able to eat it, so he doesn't have demai, or that he doesn't have he doesn't have a tevel. Ana likav and kanser. So why are we going to penalize him for this mistake either? So again, this understanding is telling us that this is not a problem with the general sheet of Rav Meir that generally does penalize shogeg to mezid. So Toshma, I'll give you another raya, which again another Mishnah in Trumos, I think, like Trumos, but it comes up in Beitz as well. Amat bil kelim b'Shabbos, that somebody who, that you're not allowed to tovel a kli on Shabbos either, because this is something that also is, looks like your tikkun mana, because the kli, if it's not tovel, you're not allowed to eat from it on Shabbos, and now you're making it usable. So again, people person's gonna come to violate, an actual fixing of a real kli, which would be an Isser D'Oraisa of bone, under the topic of bone. But shogeg shtamesh ben, if you did it by accident, you're allowed to use them. Mezid lo yishtamesh ben, but if you did it on purpose, you're not able to. Again, according to Rav Meir, seemingly doing something by accident, we don't punish you atu mezid. So the Gemara says again, achiyash, ta'asam gravela ture ane kamechavin. Here over here also, the person's intention was to purify his utensils. Ana likam lekansin, why should he penalize him for that? So therefore, Rabbi Meir would not apply the shogeg atu mezid punishment over here. Fine, so that was up until now the steers in Rabbi Meir. Now we're going to go back to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that we do not penalize shogeg atu mezid. Rabbi Yehuda seems to apply b'derabanan when it comes to din d'rabanan, but it seems to be that we have a raya against that. The Tanya, turning on to the next abad now. What happens if you have orla, nuts, naflu, nispa'atsu? The nuts fell into permitted nuts, and the nuts were smashed. Why do they have to be smashed? Because generally, well, let's take a step back. This is a gishmak sugya in the halachas of Taroves. Generally, when anything that has a rov, the din d'oraisa is achar rabim lahatus, teaches you that if you have a majority, that is going to be mevatel the iser. However, chachamim, let's say truma, is 1 in 100. That's the din d'rabbanan, that they only allowed you to take out that's bittul, only 1 in 100. Orla is even higher. Orla is 1 in 200. I think Klayaklem Arsal says 1 in 200. Those are all dinim d'rabbanan. So there's 2 points of it. Firstly, if they fell into 200 times, then it's mutter. However, here, also, why do you have to be smashed? Because Rashi points out, because we're talking about egoze perach. Gemara, I think it's a vodazar, as the Ikersugi about this. Or the either there chulin, the things come up similar. That's the idea of tarovas come up over there. That when it says davar chashuv is in a bata, when it's something that's which is davar chashuv, that's going to be not batel. So actually, Rav Benner is always very careful when he mentions the case. The classic example everyone likes to bring as achar av latos is you have 3 pieces of meat, like 3 pieces of steak, and therefore, and 2 of them are kosher, 1 is not. It's a fascinating din. You're allowed to eat all 3 of them. This is a fascinating din that the batel becomes kamisha. You know, you're allowed to eat all 3. There's a shaila in the Rishonim whether or not you're allowed to eat all 3 at the same exact time. So you have to only eat them bazeh acharzeh. You have to take 1 away and eat the other 2. But etzem, the 3 are really mutter, definitely bazeh acharzeh. And even potentially, according to some Rishonim, eating them at the same time. So to mention that, people always mention that it's not really careful. You shouldn't mention steak because that's a davar chashuv. That's something that's not batel. So the whole idea doesn't apply over there. So my Rav was always very makbid to mention whenever he talked about this case, he would always say meatballs. That's not davar chashuv. Having 3 meatballs and having so I would try to follow that as well. Also, so because it's not davar chashuv, that's the case, classic case of achir rabim lehatos. But if it's something which is chashuv, even be'elif lo batile, that's the lashon of the Gemara. That even if you have 1,000, so if you have these nuts which are so chashuv, each one is worth a lot of money, and it's a davar chashuv, so then you would not be batel. So that's why it has to be smashed. It's another point over here. So they became smashed before they were going to be in the mixture, and they would have been mutter. So then, if they're smashed, echad shogev echad mezid, whether or not they were done on purpose or by accident, they were smashed. So then the halacha is lo ya'alu. The orla nuts are not going to be batel. Divrei Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda. So we see over here that if they were done on purpose, that's the idea of in Mevatlin Isra Lechachila. So in this case, it's clearly only a Dider Abanan. And we see from Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are going to be punishing him even if it was Shogig. So however, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, but Shogig Yalub, when if it's done by accident, that's okay. However, Mazin, everybody agrees Lo Yalu, because that is a Mevatlin Isra Lechachila. You're not allowed to Lechachila do that. Like a little bit of milk falls into your chalent pot. But you think it's more than a 60th. You're not allowed to just add more meat and kosher food to make it about. That's the idea of ein vat enesor chachilu. In medieval, then your thing would not be kosher. So the Gemara says, but here v'ha'acha din madreisa chad betrei batel. On the level, Darius, as we just mentioned, if you just had 3 nuts and 2 of them were good and 1 of them was orla, you're allowed to eat all 3. V'rabbanan d'gazer, this whole din is a din d'rabbanan that they added it to a 1 to 200 ratio. That's a din d'rabbanan. V'kakanis Rabbi Yehuda, yet Rabbi Yehuda is going to be machmir even on a case d'rabbanan on a din. On a violation of Rabbanan, on a din Rabbanan. This again seems to contradict what we said before, Bidas Rabbi Yehuda, that he's not going to be machmir on such a case. So the Gemara says, no, here's an exception also, because hasam hainu taima Rabbi Yehuda, that this brace over here, what's the reasoning for Rabbi Yehuda? Mishum de asei le'irumim. It's very obvious that a person, you know, this happens all the time, you know, like just like the chalom pot, like your hand falls off when you're supposed to be holding on to put it back, and you don't have biado, and you leave it. You just pretend like, oh, I don't really let go. People are, unfortunately, sometimes when it comes to, you know, in the spur of the moment, people are going to make up reasons and say, oh no, I really didn't do it on purpose. I didn't really mean to. It was by accident. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda was machmir. But in general, Rabbi Yehuda obviously would hold that the general din of an Isra Rabbanim b'shogig were not gozer shogig atu meziv. Fine. So that's what we answer for Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara asks, however, Rami de Rabbi Yossi, at Rabbi Yossi, we can ask Akasha within Shitas Rabbi Yossi. This none, because we learn in the Mishnah, natia shel orla v'shel klei akerem. If somebody has a orla or klei akerem, she is arvim natias acherus, which were mixed amongst other saplings, and he does not recognize them. So areza lo yilaket. The halacha is that he may not pick the fruit because this is going to be mivatal them, and that's going to be done on purpose. So when you're harvesting and you're taking them out, then when they're not connected to the ground, they're not to mivatal. When you take them out, then you mivatal them. So you're actively doing it. That's going to be something which is like it's on purpose. Ve'im liket. But if he did pick up the fruit without first figuring out if it was mutter and he didn't know this halacha, yalo be'echad masayim. Then it's going to be mutter be'echad masayim. Uvad shelo yichaven lilkot, as long as he did not intend to mivatal iser lechatchila. Rabbi Yosi omer af mechaven laket yalo be'echad. Rabbi Yossi seems to say, even if you do it on purpose, it's going to be okay. Rabbi Yossi doesn't even say b'meizi the chor over here. The Raisa said before that only b'shogeg is okay according to Rabbi Yossi. Here we seem to be implying that even b'meizi it's okay according to Rabbi Yossi. So which is it? So the Gemara says no. Let me explain that very halacha with regards to Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rava chazaka in adam osir is karma metia achas. There's a chazaka that a person doesn't want to asher his vineyard with one unmarked orla thing. So if you plant your orla sapling separately, you make a mark on them because you don't want to answer everything. So it's very unusual for a situation to occur. So the Rabbanan didn't even make a decree, even if it was b'meizid, because his case is lo shchiach, amlis lo shchicha lo gazer Rabbanan, and therefore Rabbi Yossi is going to say the case is different. When a case to the perach nuts, Rashi points out, that case is usher because it's not usual at all. It's something which is classic, and therefore it is more of a case which could come up. But Rabbanan were goes or meizid according to Rabbi Yossi, obviously not shogeg, but at least meizid they were. And this case is very unlikely to happen. That's where Rabbi Yossi is, in fact, going to make it even in a case of mezid. Fine. Now we're continuing with the halachas that are coming up because of Tikkun Olam, Makoyanim, Shepalgu B'Mikdash, Koyanim, who make korbanos pigle. So they had wrong machshavas, either right machshavas for the, there's two types of pigle. One is a chayav karis and one is just an iser lav. So they have the wrong zman. They want to eat it 3 days later. They want, it's a good piece of meat, I'm going to eat it 3 days later. That passels the korban. That's the real din of pigle. That's an iser karis if you eat it. Then there's the other din of chutz l'mekoma. They say, I'm going to eat it. I want to bring it home to my house. I live in Ramat Beit Shemesh. I'm going to bring it over there and eat it. So that would be a halacha of chutz l'mekoma, which also passels a korban. Sometimes it's referred to, because it's not really pigle in the Torah, but that's sometimes referred to in the Mishnah. Chayav. If you do it on purpose, the Kohanim are going to be chayav. So the Gemara says now that we learn that if a Kohen makes it by accident pigle, he's not going to be chayav. So the Gemara now discusses this idea. Tana Rabbanan, haya osa imo b'tara. So if a person was preparing Torah objects for another person, v'amar lo, taro shasisi imcha nitmu. The Torah objects that I prepared for you, they became tame. Haya osa imo b'svachim, similar thing, he's preparing korbanos for his, to help his friend bring the korban to the base of Megdash. Ramallah zvachim to see im chanis palgo, the korbanos that are prepared for you are becoming, are pigle. Neman, so the person is believed. Achal, aval, amr lo, so he said it. Taurus Siti Imcha Biyom Ploni. He says, no, last week, by the way, remember the korban that I did with you last week? Was Vachar Siti Imcha Biyom Ploni and Vatsalgo, or the korbanos that I prepared here last week? Ain't on Amman. He's not going to be believed anymore. So the Gemara asks immediately, why? What's the difference? Why can't, if he's believed the day that he's doing it, why does it matter a week later when he tells you it also became Tameh? So the Gemara says, Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa. Why do we believe in one case? We don't believe in the other case. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Kol Shabiyado. Anything, this is the famous heter of Biyado. If it's something which I can control, and something over here, in the midst of doing it, the Kohen is telling him that it became pigle. It could become pigle while doing the sprinkle of the dam also. So since anyway I control the situation, then I believe. That's the idea of biyado, where he is going to fundamentally be believed, because anyway I control the situation. There's other explanations in the Rishon. This is a big handle over here, what exactly is the ne'emanus of biyado. Others explain that over here, when it's under his control, I think the Rush, another Rishonim, that he's like bailus over it, and therefore it's considered like it's his, and obviously a person's ne'eman on his own thing, and therefore he is considered ne'eman in that regards. And there's another point that Tosos, another famous raid over here. It's a big sugya, the idea of biyado and being ne'eman, and like Elchos Nida, we see whatever for a woman safra la. We see generally there's a concept called Eidecha ne'eman v'yisurin. So what does it matter if it's biyado or not? Shouldn't he be believed anyway? So that's a shayla. So the Tosos is making a kimta in the case. They say where the owner has to reject the guy's claim. If the owner's rejecting him, then we don't apply Eidecha ne'eman v'yisurin. The guy says your meat's treif. I know that meat's treif. And the owner says, no, I saw the guy shecht it as kosher. Then we wouldn't apply Eidecha ne'eman v'yisurin to apply the iser to the piece of meat. That's Tosos with kimta. Other Rishonim say differently that person wants to fulfill his responsibilities to the best of his capabilities, so therefore you're not believed to say that he was negligent, because that's like against the chazaka basically. And only when it's biyado, then we negate that chazaka, but generally we assume that the person is doing the best job that he could have done, and therefore coming a week later he has other reasons to mess you over, not that he actually is being neman. Okay, it's a fascinating idea of biyado. This is it's a big sugi over here. So the Gemara says that's the idea over here, and that's why there's a difference between the Resha and the Sneifa. However, Rava explains differently. Rava says that even when the object is not in his control, when it's not biyado, he will also believe him. That's how Rava is explaining. So what's the difference? Go into Ashkichai velo amrlei velo midi. The case happened where his friend initially did not tell him anything. Levasar hachi Ashkichai. Afterwards, he saw his friend again. Amrlei told him that there's a change in status. And since he did not tell his friend that it was okay, so is that's why it was not okay, rather, and he sees him again, he has a reyes on the chazaka, but generally would believe later. That's the difference. So the Gemara now says, a person told his friend, that the Torah objects I prepared for you, they became tame. Also, so the owner came before Rabbi Ami, and Amar Leitz, Rabbi Ami told him, Shruas Adin Einu Ne'eman, that generally, Mikra Adin, it shouldn't be believed. Amar Lefana Rasi, Rabbi Ata Omer Kain, you really say this, he's not believed. Achi Amar Biyochan, Mishra Rabbi Yossi, Ma'ese, what should I do? Shetorah Mino, so the Torah does believe him, even if he tells him at a later point, he should be believed. So Rabbi Yossi seems to go with like Rava, that he is believed at a later point. So the Gemara explains, Hechan Heminisu, where does the Torah believe him? Meaning, from which halacha do we say that he actually is believed? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna. So Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur Mechiach. The idea of Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, this is proves that he is believed. The Chi Amar Pigol Me'enan. When he says the any korban that he's bringing sprinkled in the Kodesh Kedoshim became pigol, he's believed, and nobody could see that. So we see that he is Ne'eman, even though he can no longer make them pigol at that point. At a later point, so we see that you can bring that out. And we know Yadinan, and where can we know that the Kohen Gadol became pigol? So only by him. Nobody's allowed to be there. So the only idea is because the coin's Neman, even after he does this. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma de Shamina de Pigo. Maybe that we heard him say, oh, you know, I'm going to actually eat these at a later point. I'm going to have them outside the Beis Hamikdash or whatever it is. We heard him saying his intentions out loud. So the Gemara says, Ilav de Mehemnan. But they're not been for the fact that he's believed to say that he made a pigol. So Afa gav the shemina namilo mehemnan. So that even though we heard him say that it was going to be pigol, he would not be believed. The dilma davasar achi kamar. Maybe this was done after he had finished the korban. How do we know what point it was? Nobody's in the kodesh kadoshim to figure out what's going on. So the Gemara says maybe no, that's not true. Dilma de chazina be pishpesh. Pishpesh were the like, small little window things that they had at the side of the heichal, which a person could theoretically look in, I think, into the Kodesh Kodashim, and therefore maybe we actually saw him still doing the Avoda, and that's why he was believed. But generally afterwards, we would not believe him. So therefore, Kasha, really that is, we challenge the proof from Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna. So again, we still could go like Rava, it's not a Kasha just means there's a question against him, but it's not necessarily a disproof. So, or a proof rather. So therefore, it wasn't a good proof. So now the Gemara continues. Ahu, to us of the Kameh Derbi Ami. Somebody came. There was a sofer over here. This case is a sofer came before Biami. Amarlei told Ravami, Sefer Torah, tell the pony, I wrote a Sefer Torah for Reuven. Askaros, Shiloh, look us after Lishma. Askaros is the name of Hashem. You need Lishma. You need Lishma of the Yod Kevavke, the name of Hashem. You have to write it Lishma. If you don't, the Sefer Torah is possible. That's our Shema Achmer. Go to the mikvah and have the right kavana for the Shem Hashem. Hayah Ovev. Yeah, exactly how the sofer do it now. It was Manazed. They're pretty machmer about this. So so that is the halacha. It's a shayla. I think in the Chron, I remember this is a psul deraisa derabanan. But either way, it's a psul in the Sefer Torah. So you say you're ready. So Amar Lei, so he asked him, Sefer Torah biad mi? Who exactly is in possession of the Sefer Torah right now? Amar Lei. So he told Ravami, biad lekech. I already sold it to the guy. He has it. So you are believed to lose your wages that you were supposed to be getting. He agreed to pay you $30,000 for the Sefer Torah. Give back the $30,000 because you gave him Puzzle Sefer Torah. However, but the Torah itself, since already it's not biyadcha anymore, you can no longer are in possession to say that you have the ability to puzzle it, and therefore you are actually you're going to be not neman on that nekuda. So the Ritva explains that the Chorer of Ami here goes like Rava, that the Rav Ami would have believed him to give the purchaser, even though the person was no longer able to then it would be the whole difference. Others explain, no, Rav Ami goes only like a baye, that even though it's completed, and it's not it's his possession, that's biado. So that would be like more like a baye. Either way, so that's what the opinion of Rav Ami. So the verse is, Amar Lei Rav Yirmiya, Nihid Asis Scharas Karas. Now again, that he loses the idea of the Shem Hashem, Schardes, the Sefer Torah Kule, Mihefsi, but maybe, why does he lose the full $30,000? So the Gemara said, "Amar Lei, yeah, no, he did, because that's what he's paying. It's because Shekolos Yevar Torah, Sheinah Skaris, Shelok Suvas Lishman, Enoch Shavik Klum. It's not worth anything. It's not a Sefer Torah. You can't use it for Kriyas Torah. It's not a Kosher Sefer Torah, and it's not kosher." So the Gemara says, "What do I mean? V'liyabar Lei Klumus. Maybe you can have a Klumus over the name of Hashem, V'likachya, and then have the right thing, the right kavana over it, and then the Sefer Torah would be kosher." So the Gemara says, "Kiman Lachor Rabbi Ami didn't hold of that. Lachor doesn't hold like this." Nema de lo Rabbi Yehuda lachora, we're saying that he does not go like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that this would work. This not the Braisa tells us really the sound it should be the tare shaya tzorich lichlaves Hashem. A person famous Gemara over here that a person had to write the Shem Hashem Yud Kevavke, but instead of writing that Sefer Torah anywhere, Niskaven lichlav Yehuda, he actually had the wrong thing in mind Yud Kevav, and he had in mind to write Yehuda. The Tav v'lo yitil bo dalis, but he didn't put the dalit and it came out Yud Kevavke. So what's the halacha? Mavir lav klumas mekatsho. You could write, retrace it over it with black ink, and therefore you're going to be mekadosh. Different Rabbi Yehuda v'chachamim in Hashem mina mufkar. This name of Hashem is not preferred. So we see that Rabbi Ami obviously follows the chachamim and rejects that of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, filo tape Rabbi Yehuda, that even this could line up with Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbi Yehuda, ela v'chad askar. Rabbi Yehuda only says this with one shame of Hashem to have this special halacha. Aval tekula sefer Torah, lo, mishun, mitzvah k'manumar. You can't do that because it looks like the sefer Torah is not properly, it's manumar, and therefore it's not, it's a psul of zekilev and veyu. It seems to be even b'dievet, this psul of zekilev and veyu would in fact be a problem over here. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the hu, the asa, l'kameh, derbi abau, emirtz Hashem in tomorrow's stuff.